continuing Chayodim Klal Lamed Hei, dealing with the luchos of Hamapil, the luchos of the Kriyas Shema Lamito, and we saw the beginning of Siman Dalet already. Let's look at Siman Dalet again. Shayoshim b'yom ein tzarich l'vork brachazu. So saying the bracha of Hamapil doesn't apply if a person goes to sleep by day. Alvagav shenir shehi birchas hanehenen. This simple understanding of this bracha is a birchas hanehenen, which then would make sense that you have to say the bracha on the hanah of sleep. Sleep is people find very enjoyable. So it makes sense that the Chazal are masak on a bracha on the pleasure and the benefit of sleep. If so, a person needs to make a bracha on it, so that should apply by day as well. But we're concerned that maybe the person would fall asleep, and then the bracha is questionably, if it's a birchas and a henin, it's like making a bracha on the apple and then not eating the apple. So we understand that it was said that since at nighttime it's normal for people to go to sleep, so even if you personally do not sleep, it's not a concern in the birchas and the henin shabbat, because you're being reborn on the hanoah that people have in the world. Okay, so that's why by daytime we don't make the bracha, whereas by nighttime we do. And now he's going to give some other reasons why by daytime we don't make the bracha. So a person should not sleep by day. But there are people which need to take a rest during the day, and for them it's mutter for them to rest during the day. So we should say, okay, that for them, they're allowed to sleep, so now bracha is allowed, and then it should be required. Since primarily people do not sleep by day, and the Iker's starting point is not to sleep by day, unless it's necessary, as opposed to nighttime. The nighttime is made for Shina, because I'll say, Lenivra Laila Elo Lashina. That part of the purpose of nighttime was to be able to have a time where people can sleep. So by daytime, that's not what it's for. It's for avodah. So they didn't make it the bracha by day, even for those people who are allowed to sleep. Void. A third argument why you don't make the bracha by day is l'shach l'mer hamapol chem leishena aleinoi. The dafka malayla the irid l'shinsa mashein came b'yom shadar megara ba'atzvoi hashina. That the way Chazal looked at it is the nighttime. The Rosh made the nighttime as a time for sleep. Therefore, the nature of people is to get tired then. Whereas by day, it's a person's decision to go to sleep. So it's almost as he's bringing the tiredness upon himself. And therefore, you could say the Rosh is the mapel chev l'shena aleinoi. The Rosh is one who's putting the bonds of sleep upon me. Rosh, as it were, is forcing me to go to sleep by making me tired. So that's true that you're making this bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. We're discussing the nighttime. We're discussing the daytime. It's almost the person doing it to himself, and therefore you can't say that bracha to Hashem al-Kedem al-Kedem, that you, Rosh Hashem, are one who are pulling me to sleep. So that's not correct. But the psukim of rachamim, that a person should be protected from azikim, that is appropriate to say by day as well. So there's nothing wrong with saying that by day. There's no problem with saying it by day. Therefore, out of a person should say it by day, because by daytime you also need this protection from the mazikim, etc. So the bracha of the mapa you can't say, but the other parts of Kriya Shema a person could say. One last point, which in a case where a person said a ma'apil and didn't fall asleep, and he wakes up in the morning, he hasn't, or he gets up in the morning without having slept for the night, that would happen to the person. So, there's a Sefer Machshavos Be'etzo, which says that maybe Chazal said that the bracha of Hamar Rishen HaMe'enoi is said in conjunction with the person washing their face, which is, that's what takes away the sleepiness. So the Hamar Rishen HaMe'enoi Yusnam Me'afapoi, to taking away the sleep from my eyes. So he suggests that maybe a person shouldn't wash his face that morning, and therefore the Chevle Sheinah are have remained with you, so the bracha is on a bracha levatola from that angle. As far as I understand, halakha l'maisa, that's not required, but that's an interesting suggestion. Okay, that's it. We will leave some in hay for the next year. Have a good day.